seen fighting, people stealing, people yelling at each other, people not caring, just leaving you, people jumping people and stuff like that. I started thinking more, like, when I was younger, I seen all this stuff. And then as I got older, I became more fascinated by that stuff, by seeing fights. I get excited seeing fights and stuff like that. I never thought, like, why am I getting so hype over this? But when you think about it, that's all you've seen your whole life. So that's all you know. But if you break away from it, then you could change the whole pattern. So when you have kids, you know, your kids don't have to go through that. I think everything that my family went through, everything that my brothers went through, because I'm close with my brother, everything he did, that's what I'm doing. He's in prison. It just seemed like I'm following right behind him. So if my mom wasn't raising a happy home, I can't expect our home to be happy because she don't know what a happy home look like. So I said I have to work around and work with my mother, teach her how a family is supposed to be. And then since I'm in there, I have more thinking time, and I write. So when I write, I really sit down and think about what I'm writing. Like, and then when I speak to my mom and I hear like the tone of her voice, I understand like now. At first, I was just angry. I didn't want to understand. I didn't want to listen. But when you sit down and think, a lot of things make sense. They treat girls worse than they treat boys. Boys get more privileges, boys get to go out more. And I guess that's probably because boys don't start a lot of problems. Girls, they always seem like they have a point to prove. And then when they first come in, like the COs and stuff and the juvenile detention staff, they just tell them, you're not gonna do that here, and they start yelling at them. I think they be hard on them because you're female, you're supposed to carry yourself a different way. You're not supposed to be in the jail. Like, you're supposed to be home acting like a lady. That's why I think they be hard on us more than they be hard on boys. The boys is supposed to be rough and then supposed to be the man of their house, or whatever they did probably led them into there. That's my opinion. Oh, that school's horrible. Because, like, you could tell that it's a detention school. Like, it's just for kids that's temporarily there, and they really don't care if we learn or not. Most teachers in the public, real public school, if they see you put your head down or they see you getting frustrated, they'll come and help and take their time and like teach it to you. Them teachers in there, once you put your head down, they don't care. They just sit back with you and be like, all right, wait till your release date. Every time I go back to that school, it's like we're learning the same exact thing. Like, the curriculum never changes. And then classrooms are unappealing. Like, they look dull and boring and hot, and we tired. Like, we get bored with them. It's not a good school at all. But the only good thing about the school is you get 3.5 credits every 21 days. So that's everybody just say, get your credits, just get the credits, just take them. If they're giving them, I'll take them. But why am I taking something and I'm not really learning? So by the time I get to college, I'm not gonna know nothing that's going on. I'm like, that's cool. Some people are already in gangs, and then rival gangs come in, and they see them throwing it up, or they see them writing it on the board. So now they're walking around looking for whoever wrote it on the board. Then once they find them, it's a fight. They start arguing at first, then they start fighting. And then some people, like me, like I came in there, I'm not in the gang. I just came in there regular, and I came in there angry. So any person that looked at me, it was a problem. I wanted to fight them. They focus on something called a big homie, like to have the top spot in the jail, like for what, I don't know. But I just, like, people tend to like me, and I get along with a lot of people, and people tend to listen. So then when I'm like, all right, guys, chill, people calm down. So if a new girl comes in and they see that, they're going to think I'm the big homie. So then they got a problem with me because they think I'm running the house. But I'm not. I'm just cool with everybody. I'm cordial. I don't know. That's how it is right now. Like, as we speak, there's a girl in there right now that doesn't like me because she think I'm running the house. But I'm not. I'm friendly. And I'm beyond this jail stage. Like, it's time for me to go home. I'm not trying to fight no more and keep getting new charges and to keep you here longer. My mind is already home.